in your adult life, and you were running the store then as a young man, the mayors that would have been of city of Tulsa?
Jim Maxwell was the first one I really was involved with. Jim was a JC, was president a couple, 3 years ahead of me, became mayor, 32 years old, I think, and was, I think, 5 terms. Jim talked me into spending 3 years on the Planning Commission, which is an experience. I think 106 public hearings that I sat through. You don't make a lot of friends, but I think we did a lot of good. I talked to Dad about it before I did, and he said, no, go do it. Vote your conscience. Do what you think. Ed Doobie was chairman of that. Parson Eccles, who was the rector of Trinity Episcopal Church, was on it. There was great people on that.
The name of the committee was?
The City, County, Metropolitan Area Planning Commission. Each county commissioner had a couple of appointments. The mayor had 2 or 3 appointments that did all the zoning, did all the planning. I was on there from 57 to 60, 3 years. We approved the expressway plan while I was on that, and I lived to see it completed. Broken Air Expressway, all of it, the interdispersal loop, that was all planned and done. Interesting here, too, still a good friend of mine. At that time, Ken Neal was running the city beat.
Of the Tulsa World.
Yeah, who just retired as one of their editorial staff, I believe, in January. But he was covering the city beat, and I always thought he was a neat guy. I never saw him miscarry anything or report what didn't happen. It was just right up, heads up all the way. I saw him, oh, I guess, about a year ago in Utica Square, Queenie's, having lunch. But Jim was in there. Of course, L.C. Clark I knew. People thought we were related, but we spelled our name with an E. He didn't, but I knew L.C.
And who was L.C. Clark?
L.C. Clark was a mayor. He had Clark Darlin Hardware. They were in the hardware business, among other things. That was before Jim. And then Hughley, of course, was in there, who I know. Back there, one that I've kind of kept track of, Sid Patterson, was street commissioner. Who was up with trees, which I think is one of the greatest. You're talking about just coming up with something that really has caught on and I think improved Tulsa's look so much. Hundreds of companies have gotten involved in that.
Gilcrease Expressway would have been part of your expressway?
Yeah, Gilcrease was part of it. The only part of it that wasn't the southeast, which was Maple Ridge, that, I say, was changed because it ran right through a very nice addition. It's one of those deals, if they'd done it earlier, it'd been all right, but that was one of the early additions, kind of south of Lee School. But basically, it was built the Broken Arrow. The loop was virtually built as it was designed at that point. And now they've extended it, expanded it, widened it.
Any other issues that the city had back there in the 50s, 60s?
I remember when the City Hall, which they've just moved out of, and the Maxwell Arena, when it was first built. You know, that's one of the changes. When I headed the United Way Drive in 71, we had a kickoff dinner and we had a kickoff, and now they do it with a kind of a rally. It's interesting the change takes place, but that's where they would hold the dinners, at that big assembly hall there. And, of course, back when I was in the JCs, we worked on the Gilcrease. We had a bond issue for the Gilcrease.
For a museum.
Yeah, for the museum. Thomas Gilcrease, as I recall, had all this collection of art. But the oil, as it did, cycled down, and he couldn't meet the obligation. So he said, if the city will raise the money, I'll give it and give my home, which he did. And we worked every lunch hour. We'd give up lunch and we'd go out and work the streets. We had a speaker car and stand on the corner and pass out leaflets and flyers. That was fun, you know, good things.
Then the vote came in.
The vote came in and the vote was successful. That and Philbrook both. Enjoyable.
You were involved in all this because you liked to do it. You didn't do it because of your business, or did you?
No, it connects. But Madge took the arts because she was an artist. So she took the arts. She loved the ballet, and I would like the orchestra, but she took those, and I took the chamber and the United Way. Yeah, I like being a part of it. You know, that's where it's at. In Tulsa, the finest people, that's where you meet them. They're involved in the civic area of the city. That's where I met Henry and lots of other people that were all involved. Alfred Aronson was one. Alfred was on the Planning Commission, but the library was his passion.
So we have the Aronson Auditorium today.
Absolutely, that's why. But he was an oilman, and he just fought and fought and fought for our libraries. talk about people, I always think of Dan Peomes and Highway 33. What a institution he was. Of course, that's now, I guess, 412. Mm-hmm. You can go way out there, and it's four lane. Used to be a tough ride. As a kid, you're always, when are we going to get there? When are we going to get there? And if we were coming home from a trip, I remember the KVOO towers, three tall towers that were way out on 11th Street. When I finally saw those towers, I knew we were getting close to home.